Thanks for having me in, man. It's good to be seen.
Thanks for bringing the Timbits.
You know, I have to come bearing gifts when I come by. You got to keep that sugar high in the middle of the day going, you know?
Absolutely. You just flew in from Toronto?
Yeah, actually.
Now, what were you doing in Toronto? This is a wild story.
It's cool, yeah. So I made a documentary about my process landing on this record. So it's called Lighting Fires, and the whole thing is about finding inspiration in strange places that aren't Nashville. And essentially, like, going on this journey that helps me land somewhere in the Canadian music sort of spectrum. So I'm kind of trying to define myself and figure out how my new music is going to slot into the Canadian country scene as I film this whole thing.
So you're putting together a movie all about you.
Essentially, it's the biggest ego boost of my entire.
Are you going to introduce it to like different theaters across the city? Well, ladies and gentlemen, hi, I'm Dan, and this movie is all about me.
It's not far from that, but you know, it was a cool adventure because this thing, like, I'd find a songwriter that I wanted to hang out with, one of my friends, and like I took my friend Dave Thompson, who's worked on like Lady A Records and stuff, and we went to Brooklyn, and we sat in Brooklyn, we wrote some songs, soaked in the city, tried to see how that affected things. And then me and Clayton Bellamy went down to like a trailer in the middle of the desert near Wilcox, Arizona.
I saw some of the footage. Actually, yeah. He's all over TikTok with that stuff.
That's right. So we did that. And then, you know, there's a couple other spots and we end up kind of back in Alberta to kind of round it all out. And it was a great experience. And I think I actually, you know, I thought it was going to be a content grab, but I actually learned a lot about my creative process, I guess.
Well, good on you for surviving hanging out with Clayton.
Yeah, it's a liver exercise.
So what is the strangest place you found a little inspiration in then?
I don't know if it was the strangest place, but I loved going to Wilcox, Arizona. It's like a dusty, forgotten town. There's like a hint of sadness and desperation in the air, but it's also mixed with this like pride and hopefulness, and these people just love where they're from. And it was just, you walk down the main street there, and it was just like a country song. Like, it was like made for what I needed it to be. We purposely stayed at the seediest hotel. And
it wasn't like a clown-inspired hotel, was it? One of those motels.
No. I didn't get any kinds of hepatitis or anything like that, so we survived. But it was a cool place to sit down and write some country music while keeping the roots of country music in mind.
So, yeah, and you wrote a tune there while you were there?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, Clay and I wrote one, and so I'm not sure when this documentary is going to come out, but we just did like a little VIP screening in Toronto for some industry friends out there, and just to get some eyes on it and
good for you.
Gauge it a bit, you know?
Good for you, man. And now you're getting set for your debut tour, which kind of boggles my mind because I would have thought you'd been out there on your own for a while, but obviously you put together a catalog first. Is that how that works?
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of headlining shows before, but it's just never my headlining tour. So a headlining tour is just a different animal. Like a one-off is okay because it's very segmented, but this was just something that I've always wanted to do and to get out there and kind of show the industry that I'm at that headlining level and I can do those things. And so it's a big kind of... I don't know. It's almost like a coming of age when you're in the industry to be able to do that.
Well, and you've been at this a long time, though.
Been at it a long time. And, you know, I see there's a groundswell happening out there. And it's really fun and exciting and it kind of inspiring to see people reacting to the music, especially the new music. So I want to get out there, tour the new record that's coming out in 10 days.
10 days!
Yeah. And, make some noise, you know?
Where did the name of the tour come from? The 1980-something tour? Because I automatically think of, I'm trying to remember, was it a Joe Nichols song?
You know what? This is
Mark Wills?
You're the second person.
1980
that said that.
Something, yeah.
I didn't realize that
it was a Mark Wills song.
Yeah, so no relation. But so the record is called 1980 something, and the whole it kind of landed there because during the demo phase of these songs, I was experimenting with some sounds that inspired me as just a young kid. Like when I was growing up, like all those hit songs of the late 80s, early 90s. Like the Bryan Adams of the world and all that stuff. It's just, you know, the Don Henleys. It's just timeless music. So I wanted to steal a little bit of those vibes, mix in the odd synth and try and make it country, things like that. And so, yeah, I kind of just landed on this theme, the 1980-something EP, and it's informed the branding and all the songwriting, all the production. So it's an interesting project for me, this one.
Very cool. I'm excited. So you're going to be heading to Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Red Deer, Saskatoon, then back up to GP. I don't know who scheduled that for you, but...
Oh, yeah, throw Winnipeg in there, too. It's not the greatest routing. We're going to be doing some long drives, but, you know, these are the towns that I like to hang out at the most, and it's great to have four Alberta dates on the tour. That's really cool.
And the new single, He Met a Girl. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this song I wrote with a couple Canadians, and it's another one of those sky songs, like when you don't see it coming and you're just writing and it just falls right into your lap. And it's kind of about, I mean, it's a boy meets girl type of a song, but it's not a sappy thing. Like, it's bright and fun, and there's a little lyrical twist that, you know, all the all the country fans always like. It's, you know, it's a boy meets girl song, but in the bridge it becomes the girl is like his daughter. He meets this Aww. Baby girl. So it's like this whole, you know, nice little Full House moment.
Oh, you're going to make me cry because I got daughters who are 20 and 18 who one calls all the time, the other one doesn't call ever. So you're going to make me cry now, aren't you?
I'm not excited for that phase with my kids. I know I'm not going to be cool dad forever. I'm going to hang on to it.
Yeah. Well, let's play the tune. He Met a Girl, Dan Davidson.
He's 16. He's rock and roll. His guitar's and gasoline. He's dirt road. And dust clouds, and his truck ain't never clean. In a small town, every night ends on some front porch. There she was, just a little bit of heaven right out that screen door. He met a girl, and she makes the grass look greener, and she makes the sweet tea sweeter. Yeah, you can't stop grinning, and she's spinning his whole world. It feels a little like forever. Yeah, don't get much better. Ain't nothing gonna be the same. Oh, cause he met a girl. He met a girl. Yeah, time flies, exit signs, breaking up and breaking free. In the real world, paying bills, getting lost and chasing dreams. Now it's downtown Friday night with an extra Jack and Coke. Empty bar stool, she sits down, and I guess that's all she wrote. He met a girl, and she makes the grass look greener, and she makes the sweet tea sweeter. Yeah, he can't stop grinning, cause she's spinning his whole world. It feels a little like forever. Yeah, don't get much better. Ain't nothing gonna be the same. Oh, cause he met a girl. He met a girl. It was perfect, like a first kiss. One knee on that ground. It was I do's and I love you's, and the 9 months rolled around. And they met a girl. She makes grass look greener. She makes everything so much sweeter, yeah. She's spinning his whole world. It feels a little like forever. Yeah, don't get much better. Ain't nothing gonna be the same. Oh, cause he met a girl. And she makes the grass look greener. And she makes the sweet tea sweeter. Yeah, he can't stop grinning. Cause she's spinning his whole world. It feels a little like forever. Yeah, don't get much better. Ain't nothing gonna be the same. Oh, cause he met a girl. He met a girl. He met a girl.
Oh, dude, what are you doing?
There we go.
And have you got daughters?
I do. I got two girls.
Oh, we're in the same boat. Oh, geez. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great stuff. Do you pen something going when you're done? Go, you know, I think I might have something here.
Yeah, that one, as soon as we did the bridge line where it was like it flips to the daughter, I was just like, oh, God. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
great stuff.
I told that a story about that song, and I started talking about my daughters on the CCMA songwriters thing. And it's crazy. Like, you think you have it all together, and you're just like a non, you know, trying to like be cool guy, not very emotional, and then play one song, and I'm just like,
oh, yeah, you bring up your kids.
Verge.
Forget about it. Yeah, yeah, you're done like dinner. Thank you so much. So all the details are available, dandavidsonmusic.com, as far as the 1980-something tour, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Red Deer, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, and GP.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. dandavidsonmusic.com/tour.
If you see him out there with a thumb in the air, give him a ride, would you? Thanks for coming by, buddy.
Thanks for having me.